In the last election, the Obama campaign encouraged voters to come out and do early voting. They did, and the Democrats are trying it again. In Bethel, however, in-person absentee voting is up this year, according to Bethel's city clerk, Lori Strickler.
We've had 66 in-person voters. I normally see 30 or 40.
Strickler has been having some people like this come to vote.
The opportunity arose to come out and do my early voting, so I thought, okay, I'll take advantage of it.
That's Peter Jellum, who came out Thursday afternoon to do what he thought was early voting, but was actually in-person absentee. The difference between the two is that after October 28th, absentee ballots are not counted on Election Day, but afterwards, while actual early votes are counted on the day. Laurie Wilson, an official with the State Division of Elections in Juneau, explains.
The national polls, of course, do their polling on election night, and they typically like to report who they would like to call as the winner.
Unlike absentee voting, early voting can only be done in person at regional hubs, Nome, Anchorage, Fairbanks, Wasilla, and Juneau. Wilson says that those offices have computer access that other locations don't.
The early voting locations are available in our regional office locations because we have to have access to our voter registration database in order to pull up the voter's record at the time that they're in front of us voting.
The idea that he would have to buy a plane ticket to Fairbanks, Anchorage, or Nome in order for his early vote to be counted on election night doesn't sit well with Mr. Jellum.
Access to early voting should be across the board.
However, it's not. In Bethel, I'm Adrian Wagner.